Texas conducts week-long operation to disrupt terrorist cartel activity. Texas border business. Austin, Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together with the Trump administration to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 533,700 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 54,300 criminal arrests, with more than 45,600 felony charges. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 733 million lethal doses of fentanyl, enough to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States, Mexico, and Canada combined during this border mission. Operation Lone Star continues working to undo the damage done by the Biden administration. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott. Texas adds more razor wire barriers near Eagle Pass. Earlier this week, Governor Abbott shared photos on X, formerly known as Twitter, of Texas National Guard soldiers constructing additional razor wire barriers near Eagle Pass. Texas continues to partner with the Trump administration to secure the southern border. Governor Abbott. Texas patrols with Border Patrol in Val Verde County. On Saturday on X, Governor Abbott showcased Texas National Guard soldiers conducting a patrol operation with Border Patrol at the Del Rio port of entry. Texas is working diligently with its new federal partners to deny illegal crossing attempts along the southern border. Since President Donald Trump took office, illegal border crossings have decreased by 99.9%. Watch. DPS arrests smuggler from Ecuador after high-speed pursuit in Webb County. Last week, a smuggler driving a blue Ford F-250 led a DPS trooper on a high-speed pursuit along IH-35 in Webb County. The smuggler, Christian Joel Cordova Bojorquez, an illegal immigrant from Ecuador, recklessly evaded arrest, driving off the road and damaging private ranch fences before bailing out of the vehicle. With assistance from Border Patrol and their tracking K-9, four illegal immigrants, including a 16-year-old male, were found hiding in the brush. When Border Patrol agents located Bojorquez, he confessed to being paid $700 to smuggle each person in the vehicle. DPS troopers also learned the Ford F-250 was reported stolen out of San Antonio. Bojorquez was arrested and charged with unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, evading arrest, smuggling of persons, and smuggling of persons under 18 years of age. DPS troopers referred all four illegal immigrants to Border Patrol. Watch. DPS arrests driver smuggling 10 illegal immigrants in El Paso County. Last Monday in West Texas, the Texas Rangers Special Operations Group and DPS troopers stopped a Dodge Journey on Paisano Drive in El Paso County for suspected human smuggling. DPS personnel observed several illegal immigrants lying down in the rear part of the vehicle, attempting to conceal themselves. The smuggler, Alejandro Calderon, an illegal immigrant from Mexico, was arrested and charged with smuggling of persons. The 10 illegal immigrants, from Mexico, were referred to Border Patrol. Watch. DPS arrests smuggler following Webb County vehicle pursuit. Last month, a smuggler driving a white Dodge Charger led DPS troopers on a high-speed pursuit on Trade Center Boulevard in Webb County. During the pursuit, the driver, Jose Samuel Hernandez, from Laredo, lost control and damaged the passenger side front and rear tires but continued to evade. Hernandez and multiple illegal immigrants eventually bailed out of the vehicle to evade on foot, but DPS troopers located and apprehended all vehicle occupants. Hernandez was arrested and charged with evading arrest and smuggling of persons. Seven illegal immigrants, from Mexico, were referred to Border Patrol. DPS seizes over 100 LBs of marijuana from confirmed gang member in Hidalgo County. Earlier this week, a DPS Criminal Investigations Division special agent responded to a Border Patrol station in Weslaco regarding a male subject who had been detained for smuggling multiple large bundles of marijuana. Daniel Brandon Saez Carrasco, 23, a confirmed Vayuco gang member from Mission, was transporting 118 pounds of marijuana inside the bed of his black GMC Sierra in Mercedes. DPS adopted the case and charged Sayas Carrasco with felony possession of marijuana. DPS took possession of the marijuana and booked Sayas Carrasco into the Hidalgo County Jail. Texas National Guard soldiers conduct daily river patrols. On Tuesday, Texas National Guard soldiers working Operation Lone Star patrolled key sections of the Rio Grande River, providing an active presence to deter illegal activity and assist Border Patrol in detecting illegal crossings. Texas National Guard, Border Patrol seize over $76,400 worth of marijuana. Last week, Texas National Guard soldiers and Border Patrol agents seized two bundles of marijuana during a joint operation in Brownsville. During the seizure, a juvenile from Mexico was apprehended. The bundles had a total weight of 95 pounds and a street value of $76,456. These narcotics seizures highlight the collaborative efforts between Texas and its federal partners to combat illegal activity along the southern border. Watch. Texas National Guard soldiers conduct cartel disruption operation in Zapata. This week, Texas National Guard soldiers working Operation Lone Star conducted a week-long mission to disrupt terrorist cartel activity along the Texas-Mexico border. Senior Airman Patrick Meeks discussed the Texas National Guard's operation with the federal government to stop cartel operations, utilizing advanced technology such as FLIR Thermal Breach and Pulsar Thermal XL50 to detect criminal activity day or night. A lot of times, cartel members wear dark clothing, they're in the shadows, so it's definitely a huge asset to be able to effectively identify and detect them, said SRA Meeks. With the Title 8 authority, we're able to go hands-on with apprehending, transporting, and investigating any illegal activity alongside U.S. Border Patrol. My favorite part is getting to work alongside Border Patrol, DPS, any state and local law enforcement and getting to wake up every day or night to protect my state and country.